We want everyone to work together to find creative ways to save these houses. But I do recognize that there is monetary value in preserving history as well.
Kenyatta Broughton is a co-founder of Pensacola SOS, Save Our Structures. The group has its roots in the raising of the John Sunday House, which was built in 1901 by John Sunday, a prominent local African-American leader and architect. It was demolished in 2016, says Broughton, despite its historical, architectural, and cultural importance.
One of the things that we learned from losing the John Sunday House was that relationships between developers, investors, preservationists, and the community in general were just really adversarial. So we wanted to talk about ways to bring everyone together, how we can save these structures.
Broughton says that's led to a wider discussion over preserving other antique structures.
How developers don't have to worry about losing money, how we can still help the city grow at the same time being able to appreciate this place for its unique historical value.
It's ironic somewhat that all of the historical houses to be torn down would be that of John Sunday. SOS other co-founder, Teresa Hill, points to his design and his construction methods.
People all over the world study his style because he is unique to Pensacola in the sense that he built his homes to withstand hurricanes, to withstand termites. That's why we still see his homes 120 to 150 years later on our streetscapes.
The battle to save the John Sunday House, albeit failed, did provide some lessons learned moving forward.
I think that we learned that even though a home is located within the Architectural Review Board's district, that it still is not 100% protected. I think that also lended itself to coming up with a way of bringing us all to the table.
The group's main focus these days is relocating a shotgun home, built in 1905, according to public records, from its original address of 413 North B Street. It had been scheduled for demolition to make way for a duplex, and Hill says they discovered the house while researching the county demolition permits for structures 75 years old and older.
We went through permits that have been applied for, and literally just on our days off and our free time, drive around the neighborhood to take a peek at them from the outside to see, do they look solid? This one really stuck out to me. The foundation looked solid. The outside looked clean. It looked as though it was literally preserved in time.
SOS contacted Abrams Construction Group of Pensacola and asked if they would be interested in donating the house and saving the cost of tearing it down. The owner agreed and the house was saved.
And this is the part of preservation where community history is important.
Once again, Tenyatta Broughton.
The house was right next door to the lots where Ella Jordan lived. They're turning the Ella Jordan house into a museum. But her other home was right here in this lot next to this house and another family that came to America from Portugal. So you have this diverse neighborhood, this diverse street.
Ella Jordan was an activist, educator, and community leader in Pensacola. One of the higher profile projects by SOS regards plans to build a Taco Bell in East Hill. At issue are two older homes on the site. Teresa Hill says they sent petitions listing more than 3,000 signatures to parent firm Yum Brands Incorporated to donate the buildings rather than tear them down.
Taco Bell is just now closing or has recently just closed on one of the properties. So we are unable to get inside until they close, but we have looked at it from the outside and we have a very long list of interested people. So we think it'll be a very quick process.
These and other houses, some dating back to the early 19th century and maybe even before then, are irreplaceable parts of Pensacola's history, contends Tenyatta Broughton.
Isn't that interesting how when you grow up in a place, you don't see it as valuable as when you leave or as other people might have? I'm blessed to live in such a beautiful place. I'm a true Southern girl, and I like how our city looks. And I see that other people like the way it looks, too, because they're moving here.
Another project by Pensacola SOS is contacting residents who own empty lots to see if they'd be interested in taking the homes and bringing them up to code. About 30 people have shown interest so far. More information is available on the Pensacola SOS Facebook page. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.